The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I'm your health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn. I'm excited for this week, as I always am, because I'm going to bring life-changing information. If you choose to listen, apply, your life will be better. I promise you, I guarantee you that. And a lot of people listening right now are doing what they're told to. You're eating better than you used to. You're trying to exercise. You're making an effort. And instead of feeling better, you're feeling stuck. Maybe even worse. So if this is you, this show is for you. And no, it's not because you're lazy or doing something wrong. We're going to give you true information, true resources, true solutions to be healthier this week. So here's the problem. The advice most people get is eat less, move more, try harder. All right, eat less, move more, and try harder. If you ever had that advice in your head or spoken to you, you just got to work harder. You know, you got to eat less, you got to try harder, move more. Well, that works for about 5 minutes. After that, your body pushes back. You know, it gets tired. You get tired. You stall. You crave food. You lose motivation. And it's, I want to make this very clear. It's not because you're weak, but because your body is stressed. Right? Stressed is not just desserts spelled backwards, right? You're stressed. And when your body feels stressed, it holds on. It just does its best to try to protect itself. It doesn't let go of weight. It slows stuff down. So when someone tells me I barely eat at all and I still can't lose weight, which I get all the time, and I used to say, you just need to work harder, right? That old harder, less calories, move more, it doesn't work. So they'd say, I can't eat. I mean, I can't lose weight. I believe them now. I do. That's not failure. That's your body trying to protect you by slowing down your metabolism. This is why guessing doesn't work. You can't fix something if you don't know what's actually going on. So, you know, soon in the show, I'm going to talk about how to overcome this, right? I'm going to talk about how to overcome this, how to fix an issue of a damaged metabolism. And I want to get into a little bit more now, because a damaged metabolism, it impacts so much more than just weight loss. Weight loss is one function of a damaged metabolism. So if you have a damaged metabolism, you have more inflammation, more irritation, hormonal abruption. There's so many things going on in your body, it's almost impossible to figure out. And one of the biggest things I see involved with the issue of not losing weight, holding on extra weight, that's the first symptom to have a damaged metabolism. It kind of yells at you when you look in the mirror and you have extra weight in your body that something's wrong. And I don't pay attention to the symptom. I pay attention to the why it's happening. And the biggest reason why people have metabolic issues, there's two reasons. Number one is toxicity. They have too much toxicity in their environment, in the food they're eating, you know, around them all the time. And toxicity can easily cause inflammation and disease, and your body doesn't want that. So it tries to protect itself by not letting you eat anymore because it doesn't want you to add any more toxicity into your body. The second and biggest thing you could ever have going wrong with you is the food we eat, the food that you're eating, the food that I'm eating. Now, if you're eating worse foods, more processed foods, it's going to be worse for you, but still all food in the United States right now, most of the food around the world, but all food in the United States is depleted. It's depleted. It doesn't have any more vitamins and minerals in it, no more micronutrients. Seriously, it doesn't have any of that stuff. So you're trying to fix your issue and your body has no nutrition to help your metabolism. And that's the problem. Your body cannot get better and it's going to hold on to weight. It's going to slow your metabolism. And you know what you're going to do to try to fix it? You're going to work out harder, which is going to increase your stress. You're going to try to decrease what you're eating. Your body's going to say, no, I need to try to find more food so I can find those nutrients that you need. And you're just going to try harder and give up. That's what most people are doing now. There's current research that says people are giving up now more than ever before as far as trying to fix their metabolism and get healthy again. So you see people all the time trying to do this stuff, yet they're just giving up because they can't do it. Their body won't work. And they think it's a failure with them and they lose faith. They lose mindset. They lose their emotional energy and they say, I can't do it anymore. And they just crash. What your body needs will always win over your logic part of your brain. So what you need will always win. So you really need to figure out, you need to be tested specifically to see exactly what you're deficient in. And once you plug these things in, because I see it every day in my office, we have a company that handles weight loss, metabolic issues, and every day we test people. We don't just guess, never guess, we test people at what's going on. and we find out what they're deficient in exactly and plug these things in, and they lose weight quickly. They feel so much better. I have someone going through the program right now. I've known him for a while, and he's yo-yoed his whole life, right? He loses weight, puts it back on, loses weight, puts it back on. And he told me this time he's not messing up because he loves how he feels. And that's a beautiful thing. If your body's working well, you're not going to feel bad. You're going to feel phenomenal. And he's down 18 pounds and 20 pounds in 18 days. That's pretty phenomenal. And he's just beginning, right? So he's just beginning the process. He says he feels much sharper. He's a businessman, so he's much clearer minded. He says everything in his life is firing so much better than it used to be. And so I said, what's wrong with that? He said, nothing's wrong with that. I never want to go back to where I was. And that's a beautiful thing. When you get to the place you never want to go back to where you were, then you'll succeed. So I do this every week, and I'm going to open up very early in the show, but I'm going to tell you, I open up 10 appointment times for you to come in and go through our entire weight loss initial process, initial exam, initial meeting. And we test you on that day. We test you and find out exactly what you're deficient in. And once you plug in the exact nutrients, vitamins, supplements you need into your body, then your body is willing to let go of weight very easily. We have other protocols and whatnot to help your body lose the weight, how to eat and all, everything else. You get coached. But once you plug in those nutrients, your body wants to let go of weight very quickly, very easily. And then it's almost like you have this, it's like swimming with fins on. You know, you try to swim and someone has fins on their feet and they blow right by you because your body's working better. It wants to let go of weight, and it becomes a no-brainer. It becomes easy for you. So if you want to come in, just give us a call or text us, right? You can give us a call to 845-896-1200. And we're doing it for free for the first 10 people. And I do this only for my radio listeners. Trust me, I speak in the community. I do lots of stuff. Sometimes we offer a discounted exam fee, but we only do it for free for radio listeners. And I've been doing radio for almost 20 years. And I realize my radio listeners are my favorite people. You know, honestly, you guys care more about your health, take more action on your health, and you basically have better results. So if you want to take advantage of one of those free appointments, give us a call, or you can just text us. Text us on the same number. It's 845-896-1200. And text us the word loss. We're going to get back to you Monday, possibly Tuesday, depending on weather. I don't know. We have to see what's going on with the weather. So if we don't get back to you Monday, it's probably because we're closed due to weather. But just text us the word loss, or give us a call at 845-896-1200 and say, I want one of them free exam, free evaluation times. And we'll be glad to get you on that. And we'll try to set you up and get you back to being healthier, lighter, more sharp, clearer, less brain foggy version of yourself. So I want to say this very clearly. Getting older doesn't automatically mean getting painful. So getting older doesn't mean you have to be in pain. Bodies change, no doubt about it, but constant pain is not normal. I watched a very interesting documentary. The guy was 109 years old, and he's walking around. He drives the same car that he bought in 1970-something, and his lifestyle was not great, right? He had something, he had that it factor. It's something going for him, making him stay alive much longer, and it wasn't genetics. It wasn't his lifestyle. He smoked 9 cigars. He said 9 cigars a day. He drank 3 cups of coffee every morning, except that morning they did this interview documentary. He drank scotch for breakfast. You heard that right. He drank scotch for breakfast. He also eats nothing but Campbell's soup, and he drinks 8 Dr. Peppers a day. So lifestyle wise, I would not say it's very, very good, but he's 109 years old and he lived a very good life. He was very energetic, had a very fruitful life. I'm going to get into that in a minute, why I believe that happened, because it's very important to understand, because if you live a long time, your body's healthier at a younger age. I'm going to explain how that happened. But most pain comes from how people move, sit, work, sleep, and compensate over time. It builds slowly. It doesn't just show up one day. So what usually happens is this. Someone starts having pain. They're told it's arthritis. Your mother has it, father has it, whatever, or it's wear and tear, and they're giving something to management. No one ever looks at it and tries to find out why it started in the first place. That's why, you know, when you see people in the 30s hurting and people in the 70s are doing just fine, aging is the issue, function is. So I see this all the time. Someone ignores something small for years, a stiff neck, right? A sore back, you know, other issues, headaches, glandular issues, bad sleep. And then one day it's not small anymore. I tell people that all the time in office. I say, you know, you got to listen to the trickle before the scream comes. So that's not bad luck. That's delay. So you'll see this, you know, your labs will be normal. There's nothing wrong there. You go to the doctor, you get blood work, told everything's normal, but you know, you're exhausted, foggy, gaining weight. and you're in pain. And here's one thing, normal labs, this is very important. I want to repeat this. Normal labs just means there's no disease yet. So normal labs just mean there's no disease yet. Doesn't mean your body's working well, just no disease yet. And medicine is great. Now, I'll tell you, the medical system is great at emergencies. If you have a crisis, that's the place to go to. It's not built to catch problems early. And I say this all the time, 100 years ago, if you went to the doctor and you got cutting edge care, they put a leech on you, try to suck out some blood. And 100 years from now, I guarantee it'll be a lot better. As long as things go in the right direction, it'll be a lot better and we'll find better answers. But right now we don't have all the answers. So we focus more on the crisis. We focus on finding disease. And just because you don't see disease in a test doesn't mean you're healthy. So people get told to wait, manage symptoms through pharmaceuticals, or come back later. But symptoms are your body's way of saying something's off. It's not just random. So when we see this, and going back to the pain thing and how over time it breaks down, pain and arthritis develops over time when your body's out of position. And the biggest enemy is gravity. I want to make very clear, make good sense of it. If your body's perfectly aligned, what I mean is your shoulders, your ears are over your shoulders, shoulders are over your hips, hips are over your knees, and knees are over your ankles. And we know people that are very straight up, have great posture, they're going to have far less arthritis and breakdown as time goes on. Now, if your head's a little bit forward, let's say it's an inch or two forward, you have a text neck in front of the computer on a phone, gravity's going to get a hold of that abnormal position. It's going to push your head more forward as time goes on. So this guy I talked about just a moment ago, 109-year-old in a documentary, he had perfect posture. His ears are right over his shoulders over his hips, just like I just described, perfect posture. And he had great function because of that perfect posture. Now, those two dots aren't easily connected, right? You're saying, okay, it's great posture. So what's that have to do with health? But when you have great posture, it means your spine's not decaying. It's not breaking down. It isn't becoming arthritic. It isn't becoming degenerative. And because it's not breaking down, not becoming arthritic, you have much more nerve function reaching your body to allow it to heal, run better, function better. So many people are walking around with like neuropathy, carpal tunnel syndrome, all these neurological issues, and you have a high level doctor telling you, oh, it's neurological, you have something neurological. What that means is there's pressure on a nerve. That's all it means. Pressure on a nerve at the spine where it branches off from your spinal cord. Now, what's causing that pressure could be a number of things. Could be a disc pushing on it. Could be a bone pushing on it. Could be inflammation pushing on it. But the deal is there's pressure on a nerve. If you have neuropathy down a leg, if you have sciatica down a leg, if you have pain in your back, your neck, your shoulders, you have headaches, neck pain, whatever it is, it's because you have pressure on a nerve. Guaranteed. So when you have that pressure on a nerve, it isn't unexpected to have that pain, and the pain happens and it gets worse as time goes on. You degenerate further and further until a doctor says the drugs aren't working anymore. Physical therapy isn't working anymore. You definitely need to have surgery. You took an MRI, we see a major disc issue, which developed over the course of a long, long time. But now you see this major disc issue and he says, you need surgery, I have to do surgery. And I'll tell you something very important about surgery. It can really help with your pain, but it doesn't change the malposition, the abnormal position of your spine that caused the breakdown in the first place. So you have all these issues causing pain, breakdown, and these nerves control the function of every organ in your body. So you may have digestive issues, reproductive issues, you know, thyroid issues, glandular issues, you name a part of your body. Think about it, a part of your body that has an issue right now, any organ issue, any blood issue, and even cancer, right? It's a malfunction in your immune system, and your brain and nervous system run your immune system. So everything's run by your nervous system. That's why I feel it's so critical. It isn't something that's up for option. It's critical to find out the position of your spine and nervous system before has a chance to break down, become worse, put more pressure on nerves, and choke off the function your brain sent into your body to allow you to heal, function, and work properly. And that's what I do every day. I see we have a very, very busy office. We see so many people in my office, and the main focus is getting that pressure off the nerve and getting their body working better, supported with the proper nutrition as well. So if you get someone nourished and get their neurological function working well, they're not going to have pain. They're going to feel great, function great. And a lot of those diseases and a lot of the medications you're on are going to start, you're going to get off the medication and you start getting better. So every week you know, I offer 10 appointment times. I just did it for nutrition, but for the most important thing I ever do in my office is neurological health. So getting your spine adjusted, getting it corrected. We do very high level x-rays. We do very focused neurological corrective chiropractic care. And so for 10 people this week, as I always do, I'm going to open up appointments where I do the entire first exam for free. Now we're in Fishkill, New York, right where 84 and Route 9 meet. We're in Fishkill, New York. We have people coming up from far away, you know, from out past Middletown, up north, down into Connecticut, all over. But I say about 20 minutes away is the max for most people. So if you're 20 minutes away from Fishkill, New York, I'm going to open up those 10 appointment times for you. Give us a call or text us and we'll get back to you. And we'll set up a time to do the complete exam process. I'll meet with you. We'll do the electronic process measuring your posture. We'll do the x-rays to measure what's going on neurologically with your body. And we'll go over a solution. We'll give you a real solution of how to get better. This is not a guarantee to start care. You don't need to start care. We're going to give you the real solution of why your body isn't working well and how you can make it much, much better. So give us a call. It's 845-896-1200. And you could just or say you want to come in. And this Monday, like I said, the weather may be bad. So might have to get back to you on Tuesday. But say you want to come in, or you just text us on the same number, 845-896-1200. Text us the word posture. And then we'll get back to you through text and we'll set up that time. Now, one of the things I say is we usually like to set it up over the first week. We don't like bumping it out too far because we have many other appointments coming from other places and want to make sure that these people have an opportunity to come in for their first visit as well. So we usually book it over the course of the first week after you call in or text us and try to set up that appointment. So I just want to make you aware of that. And once again, give us a call, 845-896-1200, or text us on the same line, 845-896-1200. All right. So you know what's funny? When you look at what's going on with people, most of the things they end up worried about with their health, they don't worry about when they first showed up. That's an important thing. Most people don't worry about their health when symptoms first showed up. And I feel we should be worried about our health before symptoms showed up. Why do we try to eat healthy? Why do we try to exercise, right? We're trying to take care of stuff before it became a problem. They were just annoying, right? Not serious, easy to laugh off, those beginning symptoms. And I can't tell you how many times someone has said to me, oh, this, that isn't why I'm here. It's been around forever. Or that's usually how the story starts. They'll say, my neck always has been like that. Or I've never slept well. Or I've always gained weight easily. And they assume that's normal. You know, they're smiling when they say it, like it's just part of who they are. But then they just stop and say, actually, now that I think about it, that's probably not normal, is it? So, you know, a lot of times people say that's not normal and they realize they have that revelation. I'm like, no, not normal. Your body should be working perfectly. Someone didn't win a genetic lottery and they have perfect abs. Something went right for them, not luck. And then, you know, I had someone describe once their pain like this. It didn't hurt enough to do anything about it until it did. Right? Didn't hurt enough to do anything about it until it did. Because most things don't show up loudly. They creep. You adjust. You compensate, you get good at working around stuff. And the body's kind of like that friend who never complains until they suddenly blow up over something small and you realize it wasn't small at all. So one of my favorite moments with that, thinking about it, is when someone realizes they've been assuming that everybody feels the way they do. They say, wait, people wake up feeling rested or other people don't have that tightness all the time? Not everyone crashes at 3 p.m. You know, basically we come up with our mindset about health based on the people around us. And we assume if we have pains, if you're doing this, let me know, raise your hand. You assume that other people have pains and maybe different than you, but everybody's got something, right? No one's perfectly functional. I know people that are thin, they assume, or people assume that they're really, really healthy and they're really not, right? And you know, this mix of relief and disbelief, like, oh, this isn't just me. And so people all the time are just judging your health based on other people, and that isn't the way to do it. We should be judging our health based on a perfect standard. Our skin may droop as we get older. We may have more wrinkles, more lines, but we should be healthy and feeling good with vibrance and energy. People lived for a long time in the past. They did. If they got through the initial part of life, if they had hygiene, if they had good health habits, they lived a long time. And we should too. We should live a very long time. And basically, there's ways to do it, but I always say keep it much more natural. Now, here's a big one that people get a kick out of. Someone will say, I just turned 50 or 40 or 60. Like the body just got a memo on their birthday and decided, all right, it's time to fall apart. And our bodies just don't work like that. They don't check calendars. They don't respond to patterns. Years of sitting stress, driving, hunched over a computer, bad sleep, repetitive habits will do it to you. Birthdays just make people notice the things they're ignoring. You have these issues and the birthday comes up and people do like a reevaluation on their life at their birthday. I have a mindset around my birthdays. Now, I understand I'm weird. But whenever I turn a new decade, I want to be healthier than a decade before. So I turned 50, right, not too long ago, 5 years ago. And when I turned 50, I wanted to be healthier than I was when I turned 40. Now, when I turn 60, I want to be healthier than I was when I turned 50. And I feel it's a very good way to look at it. Whether you can achieve it or not, it isn't that hard. It's about decisions you make every single day to make, you know, have better health. You shouldn't, you know, should I eat this or should I eat that? There's always choices every day. If we go one way or another, we make a big difference in terms of our health. I'm going to go over one more scenario. This one comes up a lot. And, you know, it's usually just said casually, almost offhand, but it is, I wish I had looked at this one sooner. I wish I looked at this sooner. Not with regret, just matter of fact. I wish I was aware of this sooner. And because people who understand what's going on, they realize how long their body has been trying to get their attention. And they just deal with it, right? Oh, if I don't move this way, or if I lean this way, or as long as I don't walk too far, or as long as I'm not wearing these shoes, there's so many excuses that we give our body for what it's doing, right? Their body commits a crime, we make an excuse. No one's guilty in prison. We never want our body to be guilty of anything that it does. So we make excuses for it. And, you know, I think that's a big part that people miss, right? Our body isn't dramatic. It doesn't yell right away. It nudges. It whispers. It drops hints. And most people don't even notice until life slows down enough or where they do something extra and it creates more pain and something finally forces them to pay attention. So if you're listening and you recognize for yourself in any way that you're saying it's fine, it's always been like this, I thought everyone felt this way, you're not alone. People do this all the time. That's most people. Sometimes it just takes noticing it so you can do something sooner and later. All right, so I'm going to go over some more information, but I'm going to give you an opportunity in a little bit to try to change your life, try to come in and make a huge difference and help your body to be tremendously healthier. Before we get into that, someone asked me recently about what nutrients their body desperately needs. All the time I talk about things we're deficient in and I go over the things we're most deficient in. So I have my core four. I'm going to get into my core four nutrients that everybody needs. And they're very important to understand because people take vitamins all the time. And I understand you have a cupboard full of vitamins, but you need to take these four. You could take a few more and it could benefit you depending on your needs. But these are the core four you absolutely need. And In a perfect world, we get everything from our food, but we don't live in a perfect world. So food quality isn't what it used to be. You know, people skip meals, stress burns through nutrients faster, digestion isn't always great. So multivitamin isn't about mega dosing, it's about covering gaps, right? So covering gaps, we should have a certain amount of every nutrient in our body, a perfect amount, not too much, not too little. But if we take a multivitamin, it's going to cover the gaps in that nutrient profile, let our body heal and adapt better. So most people aren't deficient in one thing. They're low in a lot of things, just enough to matter. And energy drops, focus drops, recovery slows. So the multivitamin is a foundation. It doesn't fix everything, but without it, you're building on sand. Okay, vitamin D3. Almost everyone is seriously low in vitamin D3. So it kind of deserves its own category. Most people don't get enough sun. When they do, they cover themselves with sunscreen or they're just out for a short time. You can't get it from food sources. And if your vitamin D levels are low, it affects your mood, your energy, your immune resilience. You get muscle and joint pain and health problems in those areas. So people are often shocked when they finally check and they realize how low they are. So it isn't about always more is better. It's about not running on empty. So the one thing that I tell people over time, get your blood work done. Everybody absorbs vitamin D3 differently and people need it. We're desperately low. I don't call this cold and flu season. I call it vitamin D, low vitamin D season, and it lowers your immune system and opens up the door to serious viruses and bacteria coming in and impacting your health. So I would tell you to get tested. Your levels on the test, say 30 is normal. A lot of people are lower in 30 nanograms per deciliter, but you should really be up around the 70 to 90 nanograms per deciliter range. That's much, much healthier for you. So now it may say 30 is normal. Your doctor maybe say you're totally fine. You're at 30. You need to be up around 70 to 90. Has anti-carcinogenic properties. It's so important for your body to get enough vitamin D. Next up is a probiotic. Now, I love it because people think about probiotic as far as digestive health, and it is important. But a long time ago, throughout human history, right up until about 100 years ago, we didn't have refrigerators. So what we did was we fermented foods. You know, we basically fermented foods, we jarred it, we canned it, and that food would keep for a long time. And then we would eat that food and we'd get the good bacteria from fermenting it. So, you know, we wouldn't be bloated. We'd have much more regular digestion, wouldn't react to foods that we should be tolerating. But, you know, stress, antibiotics, poor sleep, rush eating, all these things affect our gut. So when digestion isn't working well, it doesn't matter how healthy your food is, you're not absorbing it properly. Very important. So all these four nutrients I'm talking about, they all sort of synergistically impact another one. And if you're not digesting your food, that's another reason why you may be deficient in certain nutrients that you need to get plugged back in. So it's all about support. You know, when your digestion improves, your energy increases, your skin gets better, immune strength gets better, even your mood gets better. It's not magic, it's maintenance. The last one is omega-3. And the reason is you just cannot get that from food. You can't. You know, if you were to eat omega-3 fats from fish, you can't get that much fish because really a lot of fish has toxicity, the cold water fish. So they basically need to have line caught fish or Alaskan wild salmon in order to get the right omega-3s. And it's very difficult to do. So that's why I say you need to supplement it. And if you supplement it, it helps with joint stiffness, brain fog, sluggish recovery, general inflammation feelings. So if you have the right amount of omega-3s, it also balances out the omega-6s you have too. We have a very abnormal ratio of omega-6 to omega-3, and it brings it back to normal range. So the key point is, it isn't about replacing food, it's about backing up. It's backing up your food. So food quality, stress digestion, modern lifestyles, most people simply don't hit the baseline and they need consistently. So it's really about trying to get the right nutrients into your body and running well. So listen, end of the show. God bless you guys. Have a great week. And as always, I'll see you next week with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.